This weekend, if you're looking for fast and furious action, look no further than Moms, late for after school pickup. Speeding down streets, ignoring school zone signs, and returning the stern glare of the volunteer crossing guard, they're Moms, late for after school pickup. Starring the mom who can't stop looking at her cell phone, the mom oblivious to kids in the crosswalk, and the single mom who lets everybody know it. Also starring the mom who has to get Jimmy to soccer practice in 15 minutes. And another mom who has a million things to do. Out of their way because the rules don't apply to them. They're Moms, late for after school pickup. Starts today around 2:30.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
So, another Jack Glazed salmon, and anything for you?
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
Today is Friday.
This weekend is a very special weekend for mothers.
Not until Sunday.
Mother's Day on Sunday.
Sunday then.
What? My mother was a saint.
Mama! Mama! Mama!
This is the greatest job in the whole world.
Ooh, what job is that?
Be a mom!
Oh, a mom's work is never done.
Happy Mother's Day! It's showtime!
Yeah, it is the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How the heck do you get our show live on the Alexa and our feature channel on Alexa, you ask?
You just got to flip her over and rub her belly, I guess.
I guess.
What I do.
Well, you know, that works sometimes, but a surefire way of doing it.
Well, I've got Alexa, the premium device. It's shaped a lot different, I'll tell you that.
I'll bet it is. Does it make noise?
Let's move on.
Do you need to use any special things in there?
Well, you know, they always make you pay extra for the adapters and whatnot.
Sorry, I have to do this on the fly. I didn't adjust your...
Yeah, you gotta get the dome in there.
Didn't adjust your camera properly. Okay, there we go.
All right.
Take two. Yeah, how do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa, you ask?
I don't know.
You simply enable the skill. You just say, you do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And...
Yeah, she will.
She will. You can get our podcast on Alexa. That's even easier. You just simply say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. You can find it on Apple and Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, and all of those places where you get your...
Denny's locations nationwide.
Sure. Yeah, that'll work too. Anywho's... and you can watch the show on Facebook Live. At the Mike Show VA. All one word, no spaces.
Yep.
At the Mike Show VA. Hi, finally Friday edition of the program.
Finally.
And the girl is here.
The girl's here.
Say something.
Good Lord. Morning.
Yeah, good morning. I guess shy. Doesn't want to be on camera.
Well, she's, you know.
I'll work up to it.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Coming up on today's program, of course, we're going to get really smart with your five random facts. We're going to get really, really stupid with stupid criminals. But we're going to get even smarter-est with nerd news.
Yeah.
This week in science. It's just science.
Just relax.
Don't be afraid.
It's just science.
Don't be afraid.
This is actually, a lot of our regular viewers know this. This is the one day of the week of our show where you actually end up smarter. Normally we give you the five random facts, you get smart, then we give you the stupid criminal, you get stupid.
Yeah,
you're really kind of
balances itself
baseline.
Out. Yeah.
But on Fridays, if we do our job,
even smarter.
You're a little smarter.
Even smarter. Wait, even smarter.
I think it's more smarter.
More smarter?
More. All right,
fine.
You think better?
Maybe. Also, we have either Riley or Darius is joining us from your Lynchburg yep. Community Market. And then Kent, there's a reason that the streets are packed in Lynchburg this weekend. And there's graduation happening this weekend.
Okay.
And a lot of stuff and a lot of people. And I actually love it. This is 10 years ago. Over 10 years ago, when I first got here, it was 2011, and there was a vision, okay, and revitalization downtown had started,
yep,
but it was not anywhere near what we have today,
no,
and this was the dream, this was the vision for downtown, and now you know here it is, about 13 years later,
yeah.
This
is actually the future that Dippin' Dots was the ice cream of.
Yeah,
you remember when you saw that on the signs?
Yeah,
it's the ice cream of the future. This is we're living right.
Yeah,
these are the salad days.
There's dots everywhere.
Yeah,
yeah. So I was really pleased. A lot of people would be annoyed. You know, backwards thinking people would be annoyed.
Well, if you eat them too fast, they will stick to your tongue. And,
talking about the traffic and the you know no place to park and. You know,
oh right! Yeah, no. I mean, that's
yeah.
That's annoying too. But
it was annoying.
I was thinking more about like.
No, but I was totally fine with
their
it.
Their birthday cake flavor and they have a mint chocolate.
Yeah. Okay.
That's really good.
Rainbow
sugar.
Oh yeah. So there was a point, and then we jerked the wheel to the left.
Ah yes, back to the show.
Yeah, Kent from your Lynchburg Hillcats was graduating. And so, graduating from college, and that's why he was not able to join us on the show yesterday.
Okay.
So Kent is going to be joining us from the Hillcats.
Get that
today.
Guy some Dippin' Dots.
Yeah, we will. I think they have them at the ballpark. I'm not sure. All right. That and so much more is on the way. Plus, Mother's Day is this weekend. We're going to be talking about that. We've got a Mother's Day roundup. Google trends for mom, top self-care gifts for mom, because
yep.
nothing says loving like, anyway.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah, and then we've got the top things mom really wants for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
That's our top list today.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
Mm-hmm. So you still have time, like as if you shopped in advance.
Right. We all know you're going to go tomorrow for your gifts. And
yeah,
so
exactly.
You just write this down.
I'll admit 100% that tomorrow will be the day I'm taking the girls and we're going to hit the stores. And we're just going to do the shopping. Maddie has a list. Maddie has an agenda.
Okay.
She's got a plan. So I'm just letting her drive.
Yeah.
So
see, I was never like that. I was always, I was the guy that like took notes throughout the year. Like, you know, my ex-wife, I mean, there are some different gifts I'd like to get her now, but, anyway, she, you know, she'd say, oh, that looks really nice. And I'd like that. And so I'd get it like a couple months in advance.
The Amber Heard bedspread.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Anyway.
But so, yeah, I guess there are some schmoes out there that still haven't done their shopping. Yeah,
that would be me.
I mean,
I am a schmo.
I didn't want to say it.
But me and the kiddos are going to do.
I didn't want to.
Well, me and the kiddos are going to go around tomorrow and Maddie has the list. And so
yeah.
That's what we're going to do.
It's surprising, given mm-hmm. her mother, how organized and
she's organized, but
no,
she's also a 9-year-old and with limited modes of transportation.
Right, but with Tab being as you know organized and structured.
Oh no. Maddie had all this planned out probably for a month.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's constantly pulling me aside and whispering in my ear. And she's telling me all the little things, all the extra things she's added to the list. And she,
yeah.
And she has the agenda. She has the schedule. I couldn't do anything last weekend. I couldn't do anything the weekend before.
Right.
Couldn't do anything the weekend before. So this is really the first opportunity.
You went on that bender.
Well, then there was that.
Yeah.
All right. So we have lots and lots and lots to cover in the program. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by, let's do Centra Health.
Okay.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello.
A team of experts who partner with you. Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient, too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
When you were hungry, she fed you. When you were thirsty, she gave you a drink. When you couldn't sleep, she read you a story. And when you cried, she rocked you gently in her arms. She's your mom, and she's always been there to give you what you needed when you needed it. Now, you can do the same for her. This Mother's Day, give mom the Hitachi Magic Wand Vibrator, because nothing says lovin' like rubbin' on your nubbin'.
Oh, Heather.
I see, I think I saw that on a Hallmark card at one point.
I thought you said it on the Hallmark channel.
No, and you know, I didn't know what it was referring to, but now...
Hallmark After Dark.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Hi there. It's the Mike Show.
That's right.
What is today? Friday.
That's where she meets the dark, tall stranger who's running a farm in the Midwest.
He's down and out, but she's a hot smoking model.
Well, he's not really down and out. He's secretly a millionaire.
Ah.
And she doesn't know that
But he's given it all away to the cat shelter.
And she's given it all to him upstairs in the loft of the barn.
Hence the Hitachi.
Right. This is Hallmark After Dark.
Gotcha. All right. Anyway.
Yeah.
The Mike Show. A bunch of sites put together lists of last-minute gifts. If you have not yet gotten mom the gift, maybe not that gift. But if you haven't gotten her the gift, and you want to give it to her, and you don't want to go crazy going up and down the CVS aisle.
Yeah, no, you don't want to go crazy doing that.
No, don't do that. A bunch of sites put together a list of last-minute gifts you can still get in time. It's mostly stuff on the Amazon. CNN and Yahoo posted a ton of them. So go on there. I'm not breaking it down for you. I'm just giving you a roundup of things.
We're not going to do all the thinking for you.
No, not all of it.
No.
Google looked at the top Mother's Day flower each state has been Googling.
Okay.
Carnations are number one, then peonies and hydrangeas.
Gross.
No mention of roses at all.
Hmm.
The top self-care gifts we've been Googling for the past month. Self-care gift boxes. That's like your Alexa. It's the self-care gift box.
Well, that was also my prison name.
incense burner, meditation candles, and callus healer. Yeah, nothing quite like a corn and callus salve to say I care, Mom.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Let's see. The site Eat This posted a list.
Going to be some happy moms this Mother's Day, I'll tell you what.
Posted
say
a bye list
to those calluses.
Posted a list of restaurant deals.
Okay.
If you want to serve breakfast in bed but you're lazy, the Cracker Barrel has an all-day brunch at home meal. with bacon, eggs, pancakes, and other stuff. A mom from Indiana is in the news after arguing that grandmas should not be celebrated this Sunday. She sets aside a different day for her mom and mother-in-law, and her family has the same rule for Father's Day. They started doing it after her first Mother's Day was too hectic. She had to coordinate grandparents' visits and didn't get to relax. Her argument is the one who's deep into the mothering right now and active moms should get their own day. There's grandparents' days.
Yeah.
Grandma's days and grandpa's days.
I buy into that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're in the trenches, mom, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you can all celebrate at the same time, though, have grandma come over for brunch.
Yeah, but if you're just like the old lady that gets them all hyped up on sugar and sends them home, you know, like, you can keep your calluses. You're not going to get the callus healer.
Finally, a mom named Madison Barbosa was going viral for an unfiltered TikTok rant to husbands about what your wife really wants for Mother's Day. Let me see if I have that. No, I got the TikTok one from the grandparents removed. Well, let's go back to that one since I have the audio here. Okay. Let's listen.
Is Mother's Day not Grandmother's Day? During my first Mother's Day, we established these rules because I was pretty sad. I had spent the whole Mother's Day coordinating grandparent visits, and I didn't get to do anything for myself, and I was like, I'm not doing this again. Usually, I make a plan ahead of time and talk to my husband about it. I like to usually go out to brunch, and then we all garden, and I like to have some alone time gardening, and then read my book for a little bit and get a pedicure. We celebrate my mom and my mother-in-law on different days.
I didn't hear a word she said.
She said something about, like...
All I heard was...
Yeah. Stuff she wants, and like... Alone time, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it was just really like... Let's see, what else?
I will say, seriously, though, I think I do side with her on that. Like,
yeah. I couldn't find the unfiltered TikTok rant, and quite frankly, I'm tired of the TikTok.
Yeah, we don't need the TikTok.
So let's move on.
Okay.
We'll move on to our top list. Mother's Day is Sunday this year. Why not give mom something she'll really appreciate?
Why not? Yeah, why not?
Like a Hitachi. You know, like something she actually wants. Anything from today's list. It's our top list today.
Yep.
Top things mom really wants for Mother's Day. All right, here we go.
We're going to help you out.
Number one, a bare-chested time-traveling Scotsman to rescue her from dad.
Okay, yeah.
Top things mom really wants for Mother's Day. People to stop calling when Kelly Clarkson is on. More ceramic figurines for the top of her TV. Top things mom really wants for Mother's Day. Another Safeway blowout on Fancy Feast. It could have been Kroger.
Yeah, I mean.
Could have been Food Lion.
Yeah.
Travis and Taylor to get married already. Come on, hurry up. Top things mom really wants for Mother's Day. A 27-year-old who does their own laundry. Hint. Hint.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe like looks for his own apartment.
Yeah. Or a job. Top things mom really wants for Mother's Day. More signs for the kitchen that announce this household likes to live, laugh, love.
Mm-hmm.
Top things mom really wants for Mother's Day. One-stop shopping superstore called TJ Lulu, Target, Max, and Sonoma.
And beyond.
And beyond. Good job.
Yeah.
Top things mom really wants for Mother's Day. Everyone to please remember to use the damn coasters on the wood table.
Mom sounds a little wound up.
She is. That's why she needs the Hitachi more than ever. Top things mom really wants for Mother's Day. A break from everyone who wants to spend it with her. There we go.
Okay.
The Mike Show. It's Friday.
It's Friday, yeah.
Thank God.
You know, Mother's Day is on Sunday every year. Did you know that?
Well, Mother's Day is this Sunday this year. Does that change?
Well, it's always this Sunday every year, because if we're talking about it right before it happens, then it's this Sunday.
No, like the actual date. Does it always fall on the same date? That would be the 12th.
I don't think so. I think it's a specific Sunday.
Pacific Sunday?
Or Eastern, whatever time zone.
Could be in Atlantic.
Mom's She's doing it, you know, all day long, no matter what time zone she's in.
Anywho's. Coming up, we have news and not headline news.
Yep.
That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Britney Spears finalized her divorce. She's already created a dating profile on a spinoff of Hinge called Unhinged. Sunday is Mother's Day, or as my niece with blue hair and a tattoo of a parallelogram calls it, Birthing Person's Day. Researchers were shocked to find a great white shark off the coast of Alabama, mostly because it had all its teeth. And a new Lord of the Rings movie is in the works. It's called Lord of the Rings, Return of Ka-Ching. This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's the Mike Show. It's Friday again. Happy that you're here.
That's more like page 10 news.
Yeah, you know, something like that. I didn't change the screen.
Okay, change it.
I am. I'm working on it.
That thing.
I'm working on it. We did that one. We did that one. We did that one. So, Rob.
Yeah.
No. Wait. The girl. Do you think Rob is cool? You gotta lean into this one.
What are you doing?
Do I think he's cool?
Yeah, do you think Rob is cool?
I wouldn't be here if he wasn't.
Ah.
I mean.
Listen to that.
Yeah, give her a ding for that.
I'm going to give her a dinger.
Good answer.
All right. So, yesterday we heard about a poll that found aches and pains start at the age of 37.
Yeah.
Not for us, though. I mean, for you, maybe.
Well, I just turned 37.
But for other, shut up, you did not. But for other things, and I didn't start getting those, you know, those age related aches and pains till I was like 53.
Yeah.
And now they're debilitating.
Yeah.
I mean, like 4 years.
Yeah.
I'm falling apart here, people. Falling apart. But
well, and if I didn't know you so well, then helping you go to the bathroom and everything would have been a lot more awkward.
Now, a separate poll found that you officially start being lame shortly after that. A survey of 2,000 Americans found the average person stops being cool at the age of 39.
Well, I got a couple years left.
Now, a separate poll found you officially start being lame. I read that part.
A separate poll starts you first start being lame. Right after you lose your memory.
Or I forget that I read that paragraph. That's when we tend to feel like we're out of touch or out of time.
Time.
And can't follow the trends. 49% said overall they generally don't know what's going on with pop culture. That's Americans of all ages, not just older people.
I'm down with trends. I like the jeans that flare out kind of at the bottom. Kind of like a bell. I don't know what you call them, but those are nice.
They listed 10 different topics and
the jackets
asked
with the frills.
Ask how much
big afros
in touch people feel about them. You never had a big afro.
What are you talking about?
Okay. All right, maybe. here, okay. So here's 10 different topics, and, okay. and we're gonna throw this. We're gonna play this game here at home.
Okay.
Okay. So food. Do you feel like you know something about the latest food trends?
As far as I know, food trends haven't really changed. You put it in your mouth, chew it up, you swallow it, okay. and. Turns into energy and for fuel for your body.
So there we go. Music. Now that's one we are on.
We got the music the kids are listening to.
19% feel fully out of touch, but we're not. Social media. Nope. I've never used TikTok, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I used it very briefly and realized that it's kind of. Yucky.
Well, I need a young person. If we're going to do any TikTok stuff before the government bans it, then I need a young person to head that up. I'm proficient with the Facebook.
Yeah, the Facebook.
Decent with the Instagram.
Yep.
I haven't Twittered or X'd myself. I haven't done anything on the Twitter.
You said you did that last night.
No, that was in the shower this morning.
Oh, I told you about my new social media platform that I'm coming up with.
What is that?
I'm taking the best of like MySpace and Facebook and Twitter and YouTube.
Yeah.
Just kind of packing it all together. I'm going to call it My Face You Twit.
That's perfect. I like it.
Yeah.
I would not get on that.
Thanks for the ding.
social
that
media.
That one didn't land solidly, but
yeah,
I appreciate it.
22% of people polled said that they're just not up with it. Movies. 23% said they are not up on the latest movies. You're actually up on all the latest movies.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Technology. 26% feel out of touch with tech. 32% feel out of touch with books. That's the thing that you open it up.
Yeah.
And it's got pages and you read it.
Well, like technology, like the internet, I don't really know. Like, is it?
I don't think it's going to catch on.
No, I mean, who needs a computer in their house?
Fashion. 32% say they're out of touch with fashion. The arts, 34%. Celebrities, 35%. And then slang. It's the hardest thing to keep up with. 40% said they're completely out of touch with modern slang.
Yeah, I think they're probably better off.
Yeah, I think so. Okay.
Okay.
So listen to this.
All right.
People expect to live in a shoebox in New York City.
New York City!
But did you know, with the housing crisis, there were people in Michigan, they're living inside grocery store signs. Family Fair supermarket in Midland, Michigan, had some contractors out recently to work on the building when they came across a strange extension cord. They followed it. They discovered a hidden dwelling. Turns out there was a 34-year-old woman living there inside the sign. And it wasn't a lighted sign out front. It was up on the roof. It was just a great big structure.
Okay.
And the building was part of a strip mall, and the sign was on the front of the peaked roof truss. And it's hollow.
Okay.
It has a 3x4... access door in the back. Hey, now. it's unclear how big the space was.
How big was it?
I'm not gonna.
Okay, fine.
How big was it?
It was cavernous. But she had it decked out with flooring, a mini desk, a pantry of food, a Keurig coffee maker, and even a house plant. She had been living there for about a year. When the police went up to investigate, the woman came right to the door and said, "Don't worry, I'm leaving." Police aren't sure how the woman was able to get up on the roof so often, and she wouldn't tell them. She had a job, but not at the supermarket. She had a car, but there's no word why she was there. But it wasn't. It was a rent-free spot where she wasn't bothered, I guess.
Well, until...
until workers went up on the roof.
Until those pesky kids and that dog started sniffing around.
The store isn't pressing charges or anything. She does have to leave, but they say they're going to help her transition to a new arrangement. The police offered her housing assistance, but she declined.
Hmm.
So, all right. Coming up, we are going to get so much more smarter with your five random facts, and we'll have either. And let me nail this down. Let's see.
Nail it down.
Let's see if either Riley or Darius.
I hope it's Riley. She is way prettier than Darius.
Well, I mean, Darius.
I mean, Darius has his charm. Don't get me wrong.
Darius is a charming individual.
Yeah, he is.
I will.
Especially if he's listening to this.
Of course. Will you be joining us today? Smiley face. Heart, heart. All right. So that and so much more, plus nerd news, that's coming up as well. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by the Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hey, this is Kyle with the Central Virginia Land Conservancy. We want to invite everyone to join us for a very special event on May 23rd at Monacan Park. It's the Conservation Canoe and Kayak Convoy celebrating a new conservation project out on Bald Eagle Island in Amherst County. We're going to paddle upstream from Monacan Park about a mile and a half to the island for a ribbon-cutting ceremony. We'll have the Business Alliance, the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, who's donating the island to us, will be there, and then we'll paddle back down. Celebrating a great day on the water, a beautiful piece of property that's going to be protected forever along the James River. It should be a wonderful day to be out with, celebrating conservation, celebrating our beautiful area, and just all the great ways to get outdoors around Lynchburg. That's May 23rd, meeting at 9 a.m. at Monacan Park with the Central Virginia Land Conservancy and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Wrap up about noon that day. It's going to be a great time.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now, it's time for...
Random facts.
Yep, that time of the day. We cram your head full of usable information. You can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, Riley is bound to just say...
Wow.
Somewhere, wherever she's at. All right, here we go. Number one, America was 100 years old before there was a Pledge of Allegiance. The pledge was first published in 1892, coinciding with the 400th anniversary of Christopher Columbus's arrival in the Americas.
All right.
It was composed by Baptist minister Francis Bellamy in an effort to boost patriotism. Originally, it only had 23 words. The phrase of the United States of America, the phrase of the United States of America, wasn't originally included, and the words under God were added in 1954.
All right.
1954. Number two, there were three U.S. presidents who had double-digit siblings. James Madison had 11 brothers and sisters. George Washington and James Buchanan both had 10.
Wow.
Number C, it's wow-worthy. Number three, even though it's much bigger and more famous, Vancouver, British Columbia was actually incorporated 29 years after Vancouver, Washington. Number four, there are more blue and orange M&Ms in a pack of M&Ms than any other color.
Number five,
Toyota was originally called Toyoda, like Yoda with a D. Because the founder's name was Sakichi Toyoda, But after 1 year, they decided to change it to Toyo. They decided to change it since, here, wait, since Toyota with a D means fertile rice paddies. And they didn't want to be associated with farming.
Hello.
Hi. And those are your five random facts. Let's play the outro.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Fertile rice paddy.
Fertile rice paddy. Wow.
Fertile rice paddy. I drive a fertile rice paddy Corolla.
Wow.
The Mike Show. It's the finally Friday edition. Oh, Rob. Rob is gracing us with his presence. There you go. Hey. Oh, here. There you go.
Hey, Riley.
Hey.
So, Riley, joining us from your Lynchburg Community Market.
Speaking of fertile rice paddies, the Lynchburg Community Market.
Yes. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if there are many fertile rice paddies in Lynchburg Community Market, but.
Dare to dream, Riley. Dare to dream.
Who knows?
We'll look about adding that.
Yeah. So that could be a band name.
Could be.
The Fertile Rice Patties.
Could be. Except it would be patties like the name patties.
Or that's a good one. Or just Toyota with a D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get on that, Riley.
I like it. All right. I'll mark that down.
Yeah.
All right. So how are things going and what's happening at the Lynchburg Community Market these days?
Things are good. We are back in season with like your summer fruits and spring fruits and vegetables. I'm seeing a lot more fruit, which is exciting. And then we also have our Wednesday farmer markets starting next week. That'll be our first one, and they will run through September.
Here, wait, I got a sound effect for that.
Oh.
Yeah. You get a choir of angels for that one.
Yeah, perfect.
Oh, I apologize. I thought you had more to say, and I was drinking a sip of coffee.
And you know what, Riley? Have standards. Don't hang out with people that don't give you a choir of angels.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I mean? Yeah. I will. When it is choir of angels worthy, I will give you a choir of angels.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, don't settle. Yeah. I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, me too. So I love the fact that there's a Wednesday farmers market, especially if you live downtown or you work downtown. And we've talked about this before, but Wednesdays, we run out of so many things so quickly. And for us, when we run out, obviously, if it's if it's produce, fruits, vegetables, or whatever we can find at Lynchburg Community Market, even meats. We'll end up going to the grocery store, and I hate absolutely positively hate having to deal with going through the tomato bin or the pepper bin. You know what I've taken to doing now? I will literally, I'm that crazy guy in the supermarket, and I'll be like down and I'll reach my hand all the way up to the top of the bin where it's least likely that other people have touched my produce.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm sorry. I am cuckoo bananas.
I lick all mine first because I don't want anybody else's germs on them when I put them in my cart.
I thought you were going to tell me you reach to the bottom so you can find the ones that aren't squishy. I wasn't expecting you to say you don't want anyone touching them. Do you not wash them before you eat them?
Well, okay, there's only so much washing you can do. Is there a vegetable detergent? What vegetable detergent?
It's usually in the grocery stores near the vegetables.
Right next to the vegetables, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can soak all of them in that.
How is it that I am 57 years old and I am just hearing about this now?
Or you can soak them in like a 1 part to 10 parts
vinegar and soap, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Darius and I have talked
about to the rest of your life, Mike.
Darius and I have talked about this at length about my phobias. I am germophobic when it comes to these things. And especially during the pandemonium, the year that shall not be mentioned, I was so oogied out going to the grocery store, and especially this one time, this one lady, and she's riding one of those motorized scooters,
yeah.
and it wasn't like a one, you know, one that she owned. It was one that was owned by the supermarket. Right. And so everybody touched that thing. And then she rolls up to the produce and she reaches in and she grabs a tomato and then she throws it back. And I was horrified. I was. And then I'm thinking, how many other people are doing this? And not once did anyone inform me there is vegetable detergent.
There is indeed.
I mean, it's right there next to the vegetables.
Yeah.
Rob,
everywhere.
You know how germophobic I am, and you've heard this story before, and yet you've withheld this
information. You know what, Mike? Next time I go to the grocery store, I'm going to get you a bottle of that stuff.
Why didn't you
do that? We know what your Christmas gift is.
Why didn't you do that 20 damn years ago?
That would be like telling you, you know, Mike, if you want to keep food cold, you can put it in a thing called a refrigerator. I just figured you knew that.
If I knew that.
Because you go to grocery stores.
But if I knew that, then I wouldn't have been obsessing so much about that damn tomato.
Well, dang it, Riley.
It's not Riley's fault.
Come on.
Riley is the only bright ray of sunshine in this whole mess because she was the one that told
me.
It's those lights
above her.
Yeah.
She told me the truth about the vegetable detergent.
Hear me out. If you come to the market and you pick up your vegetables, you may not even need that detergent.
I know. That was the whole thing. That was why I was triumphing. I was triumphantly attesting to the fact that the Lynchburg Community Market, the farmer picked it and brings it to market. He's probably the only person that touched it.
Well, now you know for the future. If you don't feel like washing it or finding your detergent, you can just pick up ours instead.
Now I'm going to use the vinegar thing.
Yeah,
I'm going to use that because that's so much that I don't want to eat something that's been washed in detergent.
Well, they also use pesticides too to keep fruits and vegetables, you know.
Clean. Yeah, I know, but I try and stay away from that.
It's not really soap. It's just a vegetable cleanser.
It's just a vegetable wash.
It probably has a vinegar, some sort of vinegar based thing in it.
Okay, fine. Yeah. How is it? In 57 years of life, I am just learning of this. Am I that dumb?
Maybe you just never looked. You were too worried about picking up the fruit.
Yeah, you're too busy putting on 6 layers of gloves before you grab your peppers and tomatoes.
Shut up, Richard. All right. I digress. I'm sorry I derailed this whole segment.
It's okay.
But I'm very, very pleased that the Wednesday market is back because I don't have to go to the grocery store anymore.
Yep.
When we start running out of things, I can just slide on over to Lynchburg Community Market and pick
without
up.
Without putting on your gloves.
Without putting on my gloves. You've changed my life, Riley, in so many ways.
Yeah.
You single-handedly have changed my life.
You are so welcome for that.
Yeah, I didn't do anything, I guess. I just sat
nothing.
There
and, nothing. Yeah, you did nothing. Nothing.
Yeah. Okay.
I am a changed man because of Riley.
Okay.
Go find you some fruit wash.
Go find you some fruit wash. That is going to be the name of today's episode.
Okay.
Go find you some fruit wash. All right. Riley, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Riley. Appreciate that.
You're welcome, guys.
Lynchburg Community Market is physically located on the corner of Main and 12th Street in downtown Lynchburg. And this is going to be a huge weekend. Everyone is here.
Literally everyone is here.
Literally. Yeah. Every person from the East Coast, West Coast, Midwest, from other countries, they're all here right now in downtown Lynchburg. And they're all eating across the street at Duke's.
Yeah, they are.
Right now. And they have all taken all the parking spaces. But I'm not complaining. I am not complaining at all because this is the dream that we have been envisioning for downtown since the dawn of time, at least since I've been here in 2011. This is what we've been building towards. Now it's here. And this is I'm very happy about it.
Yeah. But don't sweat like everybody being downtown because you guys have a big fancy new parking lot
Yes.
With tons of parking.
Yeah. Riley can attest, Lynchburg Community Market has their own stuff and has their own parking. And you got to go because you've got a customer. So we're going to let Riley close us out. You're physically located on the corner of Main and 12th Street in downtown Lynchburg. But where can we find you on the interwebs?
We have our website is lynchburgcommunitymarket.com. And then we have an Instagram and a Facebook, which are both Lynchburg Community Market.
All right.
So physically on Main Street, but figuratively
everywhere
in our hearts.
Yes. Riley, thank you so much for joining us each and every Friday, right during Five Random Facts and beyond. And you've changed my life, Riley.
Yep. Thanks, Riley.
Yeah. You really we're literally right next to that fruit wash.
I'm going to look for that fruit wash. Okay, what did I say? What was the episode called?
Go find you some
fruit wash.
I'm going to go find me some fruit wash. All right, Riley, take care.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.
All right, see ya. But we're going to continue on with this segment because
Riley
can bounce, but we're going to continue on with this segment because what were we talking about right before she had a customer?
We were parking?
We were talking about parking.
Graduation.
Yeah.
And all that
don't
stuff?
Sweat it. Don't sweat it because there are shuttles that are running. OK, so that's very important to note.
OK, nice.
There are shuttles that are running from the college to downtown and it's going in a regular continuous loop along with all the other mass transit. You can always Uber it. Anywhere you need to get.
You can, yep.
Yeah. So, you know, if you got a parking space at your hotel, this is just what I want. This is my advice to you. Okay. If you are downtown already staying at the Virginian or staying, at the Lynchburg Grand,
mm-hmm.
if you are staying at the one over there,
the Craddock Terry.
Thank you.
Yep.
Staying at the Craddock Terry. If you're already downtown or you have an Airbnb that's downtown.
Yeah.
Okay. Please, for the love of God, do not move your car.
Don't move your car.
If your car has
A space, keep
it. If you already have your space, don't move your car and then go take another space somewhere else. Downtown is totally walkable.
Yeah.
You don't need to drive anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't need to drive to get to Lynchburg Community Market.
And if you need to drive somewhere, there's lots of transportation options.
Yeah, there is.
Those parking places are going to go really fast.
Yeah. So if you already have your parking space, keep your parking space. I'd suggest just get an Uber.
Mm-hmm.
Get an Uber or a Lyft or something and just go. And
I might be your driver.
Zippy around where you need to zippy.
Yep.
And then come back rather than that, or hop on the shuttle that's going to the college or to and fro or whatever.
Or grab one of those little bird scooters.
Yeah, they got those damn bird scooters everywhere.
Pogo stick.
Yeah, please take one of those.
Yeah.
And just, you know, but be mindful. There's going to be a lot of folks. But I have been looking over the parking maps for downtown, and there are over 2,000 parking spaces in downtown Lynchburg, in and around the area. And you know, you might not get one right in front of the business that you want to go to, but downtown is so walkable. Please just walk.
Yep.
Just enjoy it. Take a nice stroll. Yeah, enjoy the day.
You might find something that you didn't know was there.
You're going to find a lot.
Because there are all kinds of cool little businesses and just all
and kinds even new businesses that have just recently opened up. I'm going to give a free plug to Super Rad, the arcade bar.
Yes.
Have you seen it? Have you been in there?
I haven't, but it's on my list. I've been wanting to go.
Dude, we should go there.
Yeah.
And they should be an advertiser with us, quite frankly. But Super Rad is Super Rad. It's really, really cool. It's in the space where CRI Digital Graphics, the printer, used to be.
Okay.
And I remember that place was so cavernous. It didn't look it because they had all these machines.
Is that
and
with
things.
The red door?
The
red
think
building front?
So.
It's like a garage door?
No. Maybe. Right next to Riverview's Art Space.
Okay.
So anyway, so we went in there. We got to tour Super Rad before their official grand opening. And we went in and it reminded me of my childhood. It was like all these original old school games.
Plus, it's like a bar, right? And they have food.
Yeah. I don't know about the food.
Yeah.
See, I'm not all up. They didn't have food whenever we went there.
Okay.
But who knows? And if they advertise, maybe we'll give you all the right information.
Yeah. But anyway, check it out. Yeah. It's one of the cool places downtown.
Amongst many, many others.
Yeah.
So you owe it to yourself to check out downtown Lynchburg while you're here and make the first stop as Lynchburg Community Market. Make that place your regular go-to Saturday morning thing or now Wednesday morning.
Yep.
So if you work downtown and you're visiting on a Wednesday, make it over there. All right. Coming up, we are going to get even more smarter.
Crazy.
With your nerd news. It's this week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Some of the robot dogs.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah, with flamethrowers on their backs.
And that robot, how it stood up.
Oh, my God. That was frightening. That was, okay, that maybe be afraid.
Yeah. Like a Spider-Man robot or something.
This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
And we'll help you live it.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
All right, time once again for Nerd News. This weekend, science. It's just science. Don't be afraid.
Yeah, be afraid.
Or be very afraid. Covering the most important news for your brain. You may have missed. Here's a quick rundown.
Okay.
NASA supercomputer. I said a NASA supercomputer.
Yeah. Told you.
Made a video of what it would look like to fall into a black hole. Pack some Dramamine because you might get a little seasick. Now, I actually pulled up something else that we can share. And here I'm going to share the screen. It's from the movie Interstellar, which is much better. Full screen. Much better than I think NASA simulation. There we go.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, pretty awesome. All right. Moving on. In other space news, a nuclear-powered plasma rocket is in the works and could get us to Mars in 2 months instead of 9.
Okay.
That's exciting, I think.
Sure.
I mean, okay, but here's the thing, okay?
Why do we need to go to Mars?
Why go anywhere? Why did we leave Europe and discover America? Why did we do anything? There's so much science and so many things that we can learn. And wouldn't it be better for Earthlings to be a multi-planet race versus just being stuck on one rock.
Well, how about if we get this one figured out first before we move on to another one?
You know, I'm not saying we abandon Earth and go to Mars. I'm saying some people may want to go there.
I'm just saying that money could be used better.
Well,
better Earth.
Not going to disagree with you. Not going to disagree with you. A nuclear-powered plasma rocket is in the works. It could get us to Mars in 2 months instead of nine. And a study found that warp speed might actually be possible. I've read these.
Huh.
A billionaire is heading to space for the second time this summer. And Boeing's manned Starliner mission got delayed for safety reasons. The door fell off.
Yeah.
Until at least
next
Friday. One NASA contractor thinks it should be delayed indefinitely, or there could be a catastrophic failure. I said a catastrophic failure.
Science is scary.
In seismology, a study found heavy snowfall might trigger earthquakes.
Huh.
Okay. The weight of snow has been linked to some earthquakes in Japan.
Hello.
Hi. In brain news, Harvard teamed up with the Google and released the most detailed map of the human brain matter ever.
Hmm.
A single cubic millimeter of tissue they mapped had 57,000 cells and 150 million neural connections. Just a single cubic millimeter.
Goodness, okay.
Had that much packed into it. In health news, a first-of-its-kind gene therapy restored the hearing of a little girl who was born deaf. The whole procedure only took 16 minutes. That is amazing. Astounding. And a study found taking zinc supplements might not really shorten the length of a cold. Even if it does, they say it might not be worth the side effects like nausea or stomach issues.
Okay.
And there you go.
Yeah, your cold will be cleared up, but you still have a runny nose and cough, and it might be congested.
A nuclear-powered plasma rocket is in the works that could get us to Mars in just 2 months.
Yeah.
Instead of nine.
What? Yes.
And a study found warp speed might actually be possible.
Oh yes.
This is what I'm saying. They lied. They lied to us. When we were kids.
I know.
They lied to us. The sci-fi lied to us. All right?
I really wanted a briefcase that would open up into a car.
Star Wars, Star Trek, all these space sagas lied to us.
Yeah.
Because there's a fourth season that's going to be coming out. And I don't know if you've even seen one of them.
What?
It's called For All Mankind.
Mm-mm.
And it was a what if.
Okay.
What if Russia had made it to the moon first? Okay. And it basically depicts a world where the U.S. and Russia has continued the space race to the point where there are moon bases and there's Mars bases, and they just kept all in the 1960s.
Did Russia and the U.S. make it to fourth base?
They may have.
Ah.
Yeah, they had to wash up afterwards, so okay. I'm pretty sure.
That's the kind of space race I'm interested in.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. All right, coming up, we are going to get more dumber.
Yeah, it was inevitable.
One dumb for two parts smart. I think it's worth it.
Yeah, you mix one part of dumb and two parts of smart, and you can rinse your vegetables in it and get off all the pesticides. You didn't know that either.
Rinse your vegetables.
Yeah.
All right. After fourth base.
Okay.
The Mike Show, finally Friday edition, is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
KLYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centrum can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you may like it.
Oh, you're going to like it.
So did you hear about this? The subway manager says she was punched by a customer over the sandwich not having enough ham. Did you hear about this?
No, I didn't.
Well, they already have a new commercial about it.
Step into the ring of flavor with Subway's knockout menu items. Try the new knuckle sandwich, where we slap on an extra serving of ham. Or try the 1-2 combo, a haymaker with honey mustard that comes with the heavyweight club. And to drink, try the punch. Subway, where we believe in hitting the spot in every bite.
Oh my.
Yeah, that's...
I think that'll do well.
It's just what they need.
In the heartland.
The honey mustard haymaker. That sounds... delicious.
Have we been squeezing ketchup bottles the wrong way our whole life? You ever squeezed a plastic ketchup bottle and nothing came out?
Who cares?
I do, because I use ketchup.
That's because you're a child.
On my hot dog and anything else I want to put it on. Because I'm a grown man.
Ketchup belongs on potatoes and eggs.
You're a heathen.
No.
Ketchup on eggs?
Yeah.
Oh,
welcome to the majority of the population.
No. I make custom omelets that if you put ketchup on it, I will beat you. It is so flavorful.
Challenge accepted.
With all the stuff inside.
What do you know about flavor? You put ketchup on a hot dog.
I do, because that's where it belongs.
No.
Anyway,
no.
A guy who posts life hacks on TikTok is going viral again after claiming we've all been squeezing the ketchup bottle wrong.
The original glass ketchup bottle was made in 1890, but then they made a squeezable ketchup bottle in 1983, but it was still difficult to get ketchup out of the bottle. So they made what's called a gravity container. Now, if you were to squeeze a gravity bottle from the front, you have to physically squeeze for it to come out. But if you were to squeeze the bottle from the sides and then release, all the pressure is gonna push out the ketchup on its own. I squeeze the sides, super easy. Now, this has to do with air pressure. So after a while, this won't really work, but it might work for the first couple squeezes. Give it a try. Have fun.
So he's the president of the Fast Food Secrets Club. He's the guy that gives you all the recipes to like your fast food stuff.
He sure is. Anyway, so here's something to know if you happen a font. No, take two. Here's something to know if you happen a font. God damn it. Take three. Why am I having trouble with this?
It's words and they can be scary sometimes.
Happen.
Take it slow.
Upon a fox.
Okay.
Happen upon a fox. Happen upon a fox.
Okay.
Unique New York. Unique New York.
Okay. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Take four.
Okay.
There's something to know if you ever happen upon a fox. It's video of a guy in southern England talking about how friendly foxes are, since one had been seen walking around town. As he's telling other people on the streets that they're harmless, Well, listen to what happens.
People are scared of it for no reason, but it comes up to you and
it's full of fleas.
No, it's not. It gets vetted on the thing. Look, see?
The fox bit him in the leg.
The worst thing is, I was giving it vibes. I was like picking it up and everything.
The fox walked up and bit his leg.
Have you ever seen videos of foxes laughing? Like they
do
this.
I thought that was it.
No. Like they do this chirping kind of laughter. It's really cool.
Yeah. Wasn't that it?
No. I think that was the guy laughing.
I thought it was the fox.
I think it was your mom.
I think it was the fox walking up and laughing and then biting the guy.
I mean.
Let's see. Did you know that today is National Shrimp Day?
I did not know that, no.
Well, enjoy some shrimp. Here's all the ways that you can enjoy it.
Shrimp is the fruit of the sea. You can barbecue it, boil it, broil it, bake it, saute it. There's shrimp kebabs, shrimp creole, shrimp gumbo, pan fried, deep fried, stir fried. There's pineapple shrimp, lemon shrimp, coconut shrimp, shrimp salad, shrimp and potatoes, shrimp burger, shrimp sandwich. That's about it.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yep.
I am very, very sad.
Okay.
I'm extremely sad. Although I haven't owned one in quite some time. Here, wait. Let me get rid of this. I haven't owned one in quite some time, but I'm very, very sad that Chevrolet is discontinuing the Chevy Malibu.
Yeah.
And the Chevy Malibu Classic. This is a picture. My friend Chris from Pittsburgh is a disc jockey on 102.5 DVE, which is the biggest, baddest rock station in the nation.
Okay.
Chris, this on screen is Chris's car when she was growing up. That's the first car that she learned to drive on, which is infinitely cooler than my Chevy Malibu Classic, which was the four-door model. She had the cool two-door with the rally wheels,
mm-hmm.
and the you know, the whatever, yeah, vinyl top and stuff.
Yep.
And then here's mine, which was not cool.
I mean,
and yes, it looked like something out of what was the John Cusack movie where he's playing Peter Gabriel with the boombox? Say Anything.
Say Anything. Yeah.
Was that it? Yeah. So mine looked like that.
Yeah.
And Chris's looked like this, which was just and I'm looking at this car, and it's, number one, it's bringing back so many memories, but number two, that is such a gorgeous car.
Yeah.
That is just a gorgeous car. Why don't they make cars like this anymore? They're just gorgeous.
I never had a Malibu. My first car was a 76 Monte Carlo.
Well, that's pretty close.
It was very, very similar.
Very, very similar.
And it had air shocks on the back.
Yeah.
So, like, you'd pull down the license plate in the back where you'd put gas in.
Yeah.
And next to it, there was, like, a little air tire thing, and you could use the air machine and pump up the back of your car.
Really? So you could lift it?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Or could you drop it?
Yeah.
Like it's hot?
I mean, wintertime, summertime, yeah, and all year long.
Okay, all right. So that car, I'm fixated on it, and I have been for 2 days. Chris posted this on her social media, and she was asking, you know, she showed this picture. She said, this was my first car. I learned to drive on it. What was your first car? Mine was a hand-me-down from my family.
Yeah.
And it was a 1975 Chevy Malibu Classic, four-door. And it was that.
Yeah.
Hers was the two-door. It was beautiful. But then the first car that I ever bought myself, which was not a hand-me-down, and everybody thought it was because it was a 1967 Cadillac Sedan DeVille.
Okay.
And everybody thought that since my grandpa had just passed away that I inherited it. And no, I actually went out and bought it. on my own.
I mean,
and
who cares how you got it? It was a dope car.
It was. I loved the Cadillac. Because it was huge, by the way, and all the friends could pile in it. And
you were compensating.
No, I was not. No, far from it.
Tomato, tomato.
What was your first car was the Monte Carlo.
That was, but my second car was even cooler. I had a 77 Cougar XR7.
Nice.
With the swivel captain's chairs.
Really?
Yeah.
Swivel captain's chairs?
Yeah. So, like, I'd open my door.
Yeah.
And I could hit this little lever, and my seat would swivel around. So, I didn't even have to turn my torso to get out of my car.
Turn your torso.
And the chicks loved it.
Yeah, I'll bet they did.
Yeah.
All right.
Nah,
so,
I mean, I don't know. Maybe they did.
So, what, Christine, what was your first car? You gotta get up on the mic.
It was a non-wood paneled station wagon.
A non-wood paneled station wagon?
Yeah, kind of
did the wood panel fall off?
No, it just didn't have wood paneling to start with.
Okay, so that was the first car you drove.
We called it the Love Boat in high school.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody in the car.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
So
it's funny because I called my first car the Love Machine.
The Machine. So what was your favorite car? I'm still fixated on this picture of the Chevy Malibu Classic. I'm like missing that car.
My favorite car was probably my first car.
Really?
Well, because my brother has been in the car industry his whole life.
All right.
He found the car for me.
Yeah.
We bought it from the mother of an ex-drug dealer who was in prison.
Oh, my.
We paid $50 for it because she couldn't get it to start.
Okay.
And my brother towed it to his shop and put a new battery in it, and it started right up.
Okay.
So it cost me $50 and a new battery. And then he was giving it the once-over, and it had a 350 Chevy Interceptor motor in it.
Nice.
Which was like a police car motor that had been transferred into it.
Yeah.
And so that car would just fly, and I could jack up the back with the air shocks, and the girl's laughing over there. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is air shocks funny?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this was the 70s.
Why are air shocks funny? I think it's kind of cool,
cheesy.
Actually. No, I think it's really cool.
An attempt at a chick magnet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, but I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
And it just had a cool story, and
You're cooler now.
I'm cooler now? Well, good. Yeah.
All right. I'm trying to pull up.
Now that I'm in my 30s.
Yeah.
I'm a lot cooler.
I'm trying to pull up a picture of my favorite car. Like, big enough that, and it won't let me. Oh, yeah, there it is. There it is. This was my absolutely positively favorite car. Let's stop screen on the Malibu, and share screen on not that one, this one.
Okay.
This was my favorite car, hands down, that I've owned. That is a Volkswagen Scirocco, 16 valve.
Okay.
With the ground effects, it was a 5-speed ground effects. It was styled and designed by Karmann, which is basically Porsche.
Yeah, who made the Ghia?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And Volkswagen and Porsche and Audi are pretty much the same company. So it was like the poor man's Porsche.
Yeah,
and I absolutely positively loved that car. It was my favorite.
Yeah,
out of all the cars that I've ever had the ground effects, had the. The aluminum rims,
mm-hmm.
With the teardrop. It was awesome.
The purple airbrushing on the outside.
There was no purple airbrushing.
The flames and the Love Machine.
There was none of that. None of that.
Come on.
All right. So getting back to the Malibu, and there was a reason that we're derailing.
Yeah, let's hope. There was a reason for that.
There's a reason that we're derailing the audio vault to talk about the Chevy Malibu. The Chevy Malibu is being discontinued.
Yes.
Chevrolet announced the production of their last sedan, the Chevy Malibu, will end this year. The model was introduced in 1964 and ran until 1983 when it became lame. They brought it back in 1997. So here is one of the TV commercials from the 1970s about the Chevy Malibu.
Our new Chevy Malibu.
A freshly sliced apple pie called Chevy Malibu.
The 1979 Chevy Malibu has the right room, right headroom, leg room, and trunk room.
The right size, new family midsize.
Looks like Bill bought himself a new Malibu.
The right ingredients, Bill. Like an impressive mileage rating and a beautiful body by Fisher. It's got the right name, Chevrolet. No wonder it's a family favorite.
A freshly sliced apple pie.
Called Chevy Malibu.
Okay, that commercial sucked.
A fresh new slice of apple pie?
Yeah, that commercial sucked. That was the worst commercial I've ever heard.
Okay.
For a car that was so iconic. That was terrible.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
I like apple pie, though.
I like apple pie, too. Anyway.
Some ice cream on top. Yeah.
Shut up, Richard.
Like Dippin' Dots. Well, no, not Dippin' Dots, because they'll just roll off. It's a dumb idea.
What is this?
They did have a good cookies and cream flavor, though. Dippin' Dots. You ever wet your hand and just stick it in the big bin?
All the time.
It'll stick to your hand.
If you've been waiting for a new action hero...
Throws it with liquid nitrogen, you know.
If you've been waiting for a new action hero and an original script idea, there's a 94-year-old woman bent on revenge coming soon.
Okay.
Actress June Squibb is really that age, and she will star in Thelma, the story of an elderly woman who gets scammed into sending money, thinking she's getting her grandson out of trouble. I was going to say out of prison. I don't know. I don't know the plot. But getting her grandson out of trouble. Yes, it's a comedy. Here's part of the trailer.
Hello?
Grandma.
Danny? You sound so strange.
I'm in jail.
Oh, my God. God.
Mail $10,000 to this address.
$10,000?
How did you think this was real?
They contact people at random using telephone listings and social networking sites.
Like Facebook?
Sure, by Facebook.
Well, shouldn't Zuckerberg be able to fix this?
I'm going to get it back.
We all have our good days and our bad days.
And what's today?
We'll find out.
All right. So chase scenes on mobility scooters. Richard Roundtree's Shaft. Final film role, too. It's hits theaters on June the 21st.
Okay.
For real?
This is serious.
That's a real movie. That was the real trailer for that real movie.
Huh.
I'm totally serious. All right.
What was your favorite flavor of Dippin' Dots?
Let's wrap up Audio Vault, shall we? Let's wrap it up. We wrap up Audio Vault favorite. With a comedian, and today is no exception. To get ready for Mother's Day on Sunday, here's comedian Craig Shoemaker on things all moms say to their kids.
Okay. Go home next week and visit my mom, because I need new material. Moms are great. They're a wealth of material, because they all say the same things. All moms said, sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. They wonder why we had nightmares growing up. I was under the covers with a flashlight and a can of Raid. Get out of here, little bed bug. You're not going to get me. This is a good one. Don't get smart with me, mister. What do you want me to be, an idiot? No, duh. Remember duh? We should use that as adults, duh. I'd love to see somebody on Jeopardy. Yeah, Alex, no, duh. How would you like a beating? What are my options? I'm going to knock you in the middle of next week. Make it Thursday, I got a test on Wednesday. This hurts me more than it hurts you. Oh yeah, give me the belt.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. Yeah, keep all that sound careful. Inside. Oh yeah, carefully.
You know, chafe up that handle.
But firmly. All right, coming up, we are going to get so much more stupider with your stupid criminals in the news. But we've got a good news story for you, and we'll share that as well.
Yep.
This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. Where's it at? It was right here. Ah, there it is. Okay. Well, we told you about the lady living inside the grocery store sign.
Yep.
There were no charges, so we're not going to rehash that one.
Yeah, and I don't know that I would call that a stupid criminal anyway.
No. She's just somebody that found a unique living opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think. But this, we did tell you about this during Audio Vault. Manager of a Subway restaurant in California, is recovering after a man attacked her for not including enough ham in her sandwich.
I mean, ham is good.
Yeah, but is it punch worthy?
I mean,
no. The man started arguing with employees because he didn't get double ham. They looked at his receipt and said that he only paid for regular. But he got heated and things escalated quickly. The manager stepped in, the guy lost it. She said, he comes around the corner and I go, what are you going to do, hit me over ham? And he hit me. She said, quote, he punched me and all I could remember is just black. She has a black eye. And
well,
says
she did ask.
She can't feel half her face. There's a gigantic size difference. She is 4'11", and she says Dang. He was 6'5", almost 400 pounds. It was all that ham.
Yeah.
Here, let's...
Dude, you don't need double ham.
The manager... Here, let's listen to Monique Larios talking about the assault.
I did not expect this. He comes around the corner. I go, what are you going to do, hit me over ham? And he hit me. He punched me. All I could remember is just black. I still can't feel half of my face. I did not deserve this at all. I was in there just doing my job.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So the man was arrested for battery. His name is George Sandoval. The manager says she is pressing charges, and absolutely she should.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still like their commercial.
Step into the ring of flavor with Subway's knockout menu items. Try the new Knuckle Sandwich, where we slap on an extra serving of ham. Or try the 1-2 combo, a haymaker with honey mustard that comes with the heavyweight club. And to drink, try the punch. Subway, where we believe in hitting the spot in every bite.
Oh, sorry.
You know where else you don't get double ham?
Hmm?
The joint.
Thank God.
That's where he's going.
All right.
That was your prison name, wasn't it? Double ham?
Yeah, double ham.
Yeah.
There's good news in the world. And we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Where the heck is the good news story? It was here. I had it. It was here. The wife of a Tennessee man who loves Costco threw him a unique surprise party this week. She pretended that they were just going there to shop. But secretly, she got 30 of his closest friends to arrive first and pretend like they were just running into him. Check out Clint Blevins and his adorable reaction when he finally caught on that they were there to celebrate his birthday.
Y'all planned this. Mamaw and Willie here. This doesn't make sense. One of the weirdest things y'all have done, but it's certainly something y'all have done.
All right. What was the cartoon music in the background?
That was music from the Nintendo Wii.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I guess they were standing next to a Wii.
That's possibly.
I don't know. All right, that's the good news. And the good news is brought to you in part by United Way of Central Virginia.
42% of Virginia's kindergartners entered kindergarten without the resources needed to be successful. With the help of United Way, 5,630 books were mailed to 550 children enrolled in Dolly Parton's Imagination Library.
One of the reasons I chose United Way over other nonprofits is its ability to reach and connect with all members of the greater Lynchburg community. I am the change, and you can be the change, too.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org for more information. Well, Rob.
Yeah.
Had quite the week.
Hmm.
We had quite the week.
We did. Yeah, there was, let's see, it was Monday.
There was.
And then Tuesday,
and then
right?
Tuesday,
it's,
yeah.
It's Wednesday.
And Wednesday.
Yeah, and then yesterday was Thursday.
Thursday
today's
was
Friday.
Yesterday.
That
today's
was a
Friday.
Week.
Yeah,
boy.
That is. But we got tomorrow.
Well, let's hope.
Yeah. Well, I mean, seriously. A way to bring me down.
Get your
now I'm going to go wash my vegetables.
Go get your Dippin' Dots today.
And wash my vegetables.
Because the future is not promised.
Yeah, all right. Well, that is it. That is the program. The girl, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for being completely off camera the whole time. And there, now you're on camera, so everyone knows that's the girl.
Yeah.
All right.
So yeah, that's the girl.
She's not just a pigment of your imagination.
No.
All right. Well, that
she's
is it.
Real.
That is the program. We are back Monday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Or else.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes?